Hello, my name is Shuai Shuai He, and I'm a DPhil student at the School of Geography and the Environment. You should now be looking at the Ashmolean Museum on Beaumont Street. This is an important heritage structure in the city of Oxford and a great example of adaptive reuse of a building, which is one important approach to heritage conservation and urban planning and design. The Ashmolean is one of the most renowned museums in the UK and worldwide, designed in the Greek Revival style that first opened as a purpose-built museum in 1845. Over the years, no less than 20 different additions have been made to the site, many of which were demolished to accommodate the more recent major redevelopment that I'll focus on today. The new scheme, opened in December 2009, was a huge engineering task involving a six-story and basement extension. This has created new spaces for the permanent galleries, temporary exhibitions, a rooftop cafeteria, and an education facility. The project also included some restoration of the original building. One interesting design feature of the original building is that the ceiling heights are quite low. This has meant that space for all the essential things that modern buildings need, like service vents, electricity cabling, and air conditioning ducts, has been built into very thick walls, up to a meter thick. Importantly, the new extensions had to be designed very carefully so as not to conflict with the original parts of the building. This is always an important consideration for any construction and repair works on historical buildings. Another important thing to think about when redeveloping older buildings is structural stability, which can be a real issue for very old buildings. In the Ashmolean's case, the main structure has been strengthened with a reinforced concrete frame up to third floor level, with the upper section formed by a steel portal frame. The Ashmolean shows that redevelopment projects on historic buildings not only extend the original space, they also provide opportunities to incorporate new environmentally friendly technology, strengthen the original structure, and extend its life for our continued enjoyment. If you have the time, why not go into the museum and have a look around before continuing the rest of the tour? Admission is free. If you do go in, notice the new grand staircases that lead off to the galleries from the atrium. These are finished in glass, stone, and polished plaster, and link the new spaces to the original Grade 1 listed museum building. There are lots of amazing collections inside to see, as well as the beautiful building itself.
You have reached the end of this stop. To reach stop J, retrace your steps back to the church you just passed on Magdalen Street, adjacent to Balliol College.